You're listening to the Simo and Jordan podcast. If listening persists, please see your therapist. Well, it's obviously too late for him. He's been listening far too long.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
And Simo, it has been revealed how much Her Majesty the Queen drinks.
Yeah, this is news. Actually, we can cross live now to Buckingham Palace to see what they're up to.
Oh, can we?
Yeah, we can. Just going to take one sec. Hold up. No, we're crossing live.
Well, satellite delay and all that sort of thing, you know, it takes a...
Crossing live now.
They are live scenes from Buckingham Palace as we speak.
So they are busy.
A former palace chef, his name is Darren McGray. Darren McGrady has revealed that the Queen drinks... Well, she's 91. She's turning 92 very soon.
Yep.
And more than I thought she would have drunk.
Nah, she smashes the gin famously.
I knew that, but like every single day... Well, go have a go. How much do you reckon she drinks every single day?
She's doing a Gordon's gin... on the rocks with a little bit of tonic, a little bit of a mint leaf in there as well, probably.
I'm worried how much you've thought about this.
Gordon's gin as well, because it's a good British gin.
All right. So are you getting sponsored by Gordon's gin or something?
Not yet.
Gordon's gin, sponsor us.
So I'm thinking she probably has one with breakfast.
Yeah.
She probably has one with every square meal of the day, plus one in the afternoon. So let's say four drinks a day.
Simo, you've got to bang on.
Yes. Has
been revealed Her Majesty the Queen has, on average, four drinks a day. She starts the day off with a cocktail of gin and dubonnet, which is apparently some type of wine I've never heard of.
Okay.
With a slice of lemon, and that's for breakfast.
Yep, thought so.
Her Majesty the Queen will then enjoy either a dry wine or a gin martini with her lunch. A
lot of gin.
Which is normally grilled chicken or fish, just if you're interested in what the Queen has for lunch.
Well, it's good to know the palate that she's working with.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. And then later on for dinner, she'll normally have about two or so glasses of champagne with dinner, thus rounding out the four average drinks that Lizzie has a day.
That's it. You've absolutely nailed it on the head there, Jordan, because absolutely everyone around the world calls her Queen Elizabeth II in those hallowed halls of Buckingham Palace. Lizzie! Lizzie's in there. She's like, she's playing drinking games.
Well, Queen Elizabeth's playing beer pong or something.
Yeah, she's watching Star Wars for like all the prequels. Great drinking game for Queen Elizabeth.
Well, so mate, this also caught my attention in this article is that as much as she has four, that's on average she has four drinks a day, it can sometimes go up to six drinks a day. If it's like a special occasion or something, just imagine the Queen being drunk. Like, she can declare war if she wants to.
Do you know what the opposite of that, Jordan, is? Because it's been revealed how much she drinks.
Yeah.
So what you actually need to do is imagine the Queen sober. That's what you need to do.
Yeah, do we ever see the Queen sober?
No is the answer to that.
Simo and Jordan.
Simo, it's been a little while, but I'm happy to say we have a Beefalo update.
There you go. Had that one in the can ready for you.
You've been waiting to use that one for months.
It's shocking. So the Beefalo, remind us, is a combination, right?
Yeah, so it is a hybrid of a buffalo and a cow Beefalo.
Yes.
That's how it works.
See what they've done there.
The infamous Beefalo in question was on its way to the abattoir. This is way back like 6 months ago, maybe.
That's right, yeah. The genetically modified beast was on the way to the abattoir, which is where they go to pass on.
The deed was going to happen.
That's right, yes.
However, while transferring from truck to abattoir, managed to escape and has been just living out its days in the forest in a place called Plymouth in America. This is taking place.
Okay, right. So now we're up to date.
Yes, there's been various sightings, and this thing, it's become like a tourist attraction and a bit like the Loch Ness Monster in like a mythical... You know, a mythical creature, because, you know, people go and say, oh, there was a sighting of the Beefalo 3 days ago over there. It's like, they've got weird, grainy footage of it walking through the forest. I think it kind of went into a trap and then realised it was a trap and left just before the door shut.
It's going to get to the point where, is Halloween coming up? I reckon it's real soon, isn't it?
I think it's this weekend or could be next weekend.
So it's two guys in a suit at this point.
Well, Simo, it's interesting you bring up two guys in a suit because
no way.
That is the update that I wanted to... to bring to your attention.
All right, okay.
The local police have kind of been in charge of trying to capture the Beefalo, albeit unsuccessfully. However, I don't feel they're taking this case as seriously as they should.
Okay.
Because the police were having a Halloween party dress-ups, and as well as dressing up some as Batman, some as other characters. One police officer dressed up as the Beefalo.
Oh, my goodness.
Cops is filmed on location with the men and women of law enforcement. All suspects are innocent until proven guilty in a court of law.
I don't see them becoming innocent from wearing a Beefalo outfit, Jordan.
Imagine that as well. You call the cops, one turns up dressed as Batman, the other dressed up as a giant cow.
One of them can speak, obviously. The other one can't.
Well, the other one can. It's just slightly muffled.
What did he say? Why are you talking to that cow's ass?
just give us your details. Just to a giant man in a cow costume.
They would not be getting the good gigs. Like, Batman's he's definitely the detective.
Yeah.
The guys in the Beefalo suit, they're the ones working the streets. They're the ones that are, like, booking people for, you know, your cars if they're parked wrongly, jaywalking. Mm. They're kind of doing all those.
No, they're the ones who are actually out in the forest looking for the Beefalo going, maybe if I dress up as a cow, it'll think I'm a cow.
There's an idea.
And the Beefalo will come towards me and we'll be friends.
Is there any update on if they've found the real
one? The actual Beefalo, no. No one's seen it in the last 5 days. Okay. So it could be there's like a $20,000 reward or something if you can find it. So if you fancy that, fly to America, which is pretty easy at the moment.
This is how it all starts, Jordan. First, it's the two men in a suit.
Yeah.
Then the Beefalo has its own Instagram account, Twitter, and begins, you know, firing.
Look, I wouldn't be surprised if it does already.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan right here with you, about to talk Keith Urban. Now, it's Keith Urban's birthday today as well.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, so the country boy celebrating. And he got a little frugal with his money this month.
Well, I mean, you know, you got your birthday coming up, you know, why not?
You're feeling generous?
You're feeling generous to yourself.
Absolutely. So he, not only to himself, but he was feeling generous in other ways.
Okay.
He rocked up to the Mullumbimby markets, the twilight markets out there.
Okay.
In the evening of New South Wales. And he was spotted purchasing something very special for wife Nicole Kidman.
Okay.
That is a crown, Jordan.
Yes, Simo, you've got a picture of it on your screen. I can see it over there.
Mm.
Of Nicole Kidman wearing a crown which looks nice. It looks very expensive, though.
Nah, not something that you'd wear down to the shops.
Not something I'd wear to the Mullumbimby markets, safe to say.
Well, no comment on whether or not that is the fashion style of the day. But the crown, could you get away? I don't think you or I could get away with one. But
if I was walking around the supermarket wearing a crown, I think I'd get odd looks.
Just odd looks?
Well, I mean, yes.
It's like looking down in the shopping trolley, you got your onion, you got your pasta. Is that a crown?
No, I'd be wearing the crown. I wouldn't put it in the shopping trolley, okay. Zimo.
Or when you first purchase one is what I'm saying.
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
Next to the rest of the shopping.
Hmm.
But Keith, for his birthday, he also dropped $200 in each of the local buskers' hats on location there.
Oh, okay, that's quite nice.
$200.
Yeah.
For, you know, banging a drum, playing a bit of guitar on an evening market. Do you reckon that's a bit hefty? What do you think?
Well, Simo, it's safe to say some buskers are very good, don't get me wrong, and you can stand there and watch them perform. There are others, however...
Shocking.
...that you're just kind of like, geez, let's go quicker, get away from here.
So have you ever been a tipper in life?
I haven't, but we don't really have tipping. It's not really a thing here in Australia, is it?
That's a no. That's a solid no.
That's a solid no, but me trying to defend myself.
The reason I bring it up is because, obviously, $200 from Keith Urban, you're doing all right. You probably retire from busking.
No, because $200 isn't enough to retire off.
It can't get better than that. It simply can't.
I mean, I agree, busking probably won't get better than getting tipped $200 from Keith Urban, but you still have to get money to live.
So you can get involved on the Instagram stories there. Let us know whether or not you're a big tipper or not. So far, Jordan, I was expecting to have like radio silence. I was expecting the crickets to come back.
Wait, so are we saying if you tip $200 or just if you tip full stop?
If you tip full stop.
Okay.
All right, so plenty of people getting involved this morning. Cassandra saying no, she's not a tipper. Snowy Mountains Performing Arts. Big on the tipping there for the performing artists.
Let's not read anything into that.
Huey voted no. Jade in the no camp. Brayden, Lockie, no.
So there are more no's to yeses, if that's what you're saying.
Absolutely. We are dealing with a 71% of the vote this morning saying they don't bother tipping.
Well, again, it's not really... I think it's more what an American thing to tip. Yeah. I don't think it's not something that we do here in Australia. At least I hope it's not something we do here in Australia, because I haven't been tipping my entire life.
Well, all of those people, if they get anywhere near Europe, they're not going to be able to get to the loos, are they?
What do you mean?
Well, they're not allowed in, because you got to tip when you...
Oh, yeah, they've got weird people in the toilets that ask for money.
It's a lot of uncomfortable people.
Yeah.
Simo and Jordan.
Now it's time for How Good Is That?
How good is that?
Yes, Simo, how good is that? We have an item, we don't know what it is, and we have to try and work out how good it is. Maybe it's good, maybe it's terrible, but we will find out. One thing is for sure, though, Simo, if we agree that the item is good, it'll be a fun week.
It sets the tone for how the whole week's going to go. Now, my team lost in the footy on the weekend.
Yes.
Also, one of my favourite bands was in the opening entertainment. It was a questionable performance,
okay,
to say the least.
So already not a good start of the week for you.
I need a recovery is what needs to occur.
Okay.
So you need to agree with me out of principle. is what needs to
You see,
occur.
Now you've turned this game into a moral dilemma.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. How much do you want to risk this, Jordan?
Tell you what, let's get into it. This is the item for today.
Eating dinner foods at breakfast time. 3, 2, 1... Go.
No.
Yes. I don't even care if you say no. It's a yes. It's brilliant. You can eat any food. Have you never had, like, cold pizza from the night before for breakfast?
Look, if you aren't using any rules, then the world is just chaos, Jordan.
I don't think the world's going to get more chaotic if I eat pizza for breakfast.
You're doing pizza for breakfast. Where does it stop? Are you having cereal at 3 p.m?
Yes.
Oh, wow. See, that's not where it belongs.
Why are you very kind of strict with your foods? No cereal. It is breakfast time. It is a.m. for cereal.
Yeah.
You can't have it after the clock goes past 12 in the afternoon.
You got to be structured. Otherwise, where do we end up, Jordan? You're wearing pajamas to work.
Yeah.
You're wearing overalls to bed.
You know what I mean?
It's a slippery slope. It spirals.
But, yeah, okay. Maybe it would. But at the same time... Cold pizza is amazing.
In the morning, right, okay. What else, what other dinner foods are you doing that early?
Well, cold pizza was the one that really sprung. What did I have for dinner last night? I made a curry last night. Okay, maybe not that for breakfast.
No one's doing curry. No one's adding rice to a dish before 9.
Unless they're rice pops. Rice bubbles, whatever that cereal is.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. If you're structured. But no one's adding rice, hot rice, before 9. If you are...
Okay, I grant you that, yes.
Take a good hard look at yourself.
Rice is not a breakfast food. So in a way, we do kind of agree.
We do. Oh, thankfully.
God, what if your pizza had rice on it, apart from being a carb overload?
Yep, got to get in the gym after that, Jordan.
No, jeez.
So structured-wise, if you're having pizza for breakfast that same day... Are you...
I'm not having it every day. Normally, I just stick with the traditional toast.
Yeah, okay, right. But on the day...
Because pizza for breakfast would be very unhealthy and like a 5-year-old would do.
But does it mix up the rest of your day? Like, you still need to have breakfast at some point?
Wait, are you saying I've had dinner, so I reverse them?
Yeah, you got to. It's like an interchange in your sport. So you've subbed the cereal. Pizza's got
cereal,
the
cereal pizza. We're swapping you around.
That's right. So you've given pizza a run. They've had a bit of a go in the forward pocket.
Yeah,
and then they are a bit exhausted after being absolutely smashed.
We weren't expecting to be on this early.
Yeah, didn't see that one coming. And then what do? Are you then having breakfast at midday?
No, I would say lunch stays the same.
Okay, right.
Have structure, Simo. Don't throw it all out the window. You crazy person.
Have a little bit of consistency.
And then cereal at dinner time, which is the dinner of champions.
Okay, right. Weet-Bix?
Yeah.
And sugar, I assume. A lot of sugar.
And Cocoa Pops.
Do you know what? I saw something that blew my mind this week, right?
Was it eating cereal at dinner time?
It was cereal, but a kid, this is true... Have you seen, you know how cereal, it gets soaked in milk? And
I'm aware. I'm aware of the concept of how you eat cereal.
And becomes quite difficult to eat the more you add because it gets soggy. Like the milk
to
biscuit ratio. All right. I saw a five-year-old dipping, like had a cup of milk and was dipping the biscuits one at a time.
Yeah.
You could eat heaps more.
Takeaway with Simo and Jordan.
Simo and Jordan hanging out this morning, and the animal kingdom is a beautiful place.
If you say so.
The animal kingdom, isn't it just a marvel, Jordan?
Well, Simo, we've talked about on the show before the fact that I have never had a pet, never had any desire to. I see pictures of you've got a puppy.
That's right, yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, that's disgusting. It poos everywhere.
Yes.
It is not something that I want in my life.
He's very well trained, by the way. Outside all the time, just like native creatures.
So you walk outside, it's like, all right, I'm off to work, see you, and then just step in dog poo.
No, well, there is the risk of that.
But see, there's not the risk of that at my house because I don't have a dog.
Well, if the problem with your place is, though, if you do step in some kind of excrement outside your house, whose is it, Jordan?
That
whose is it?
Well, as a kind of rule I try and live by life, I don't step in excrement.
Yeah.
That's kind of, if I can, when I wake up, I'm like, oh, fingers crossed today, I don't step in any kind of poo.
What I'm saying is that you have the same risk that I have, but you don't know what animal it might belong to. For instance, your housemate.
Have you? He is a bit of an animal at times.
Have you seen them go?
Well, I mean, I've seen him walk into the bathroom and come out 5 minutes later. Yeah. I assume he wasn't just doing Sudoku in there.
But what goes on in there, Jordan? You can't be sure.
I don't want to know. In fact, I've walked in afterwards and I'm just like, Jesus, open a window, mate.
Oh, dear. Okay, so the reason I bring up the animal kingdom is...
It's because my housemate is an animal. Hi, Adam.
So there is, obviously, Australia has a long documented issue with... breeding programs in zoos, especially Wang Wang and Funi, if you're familiar.
Oh, so were there pandas?
There are a couple of pandas in Australia that have been trying to, you know, get it on, have kids for like 10 years. Hasn't really kind of happened as yet for the pandas. And then do you remember this story? It broke last year regarding the two male African penguins that were raising a child.
Hang on. Sorry. African penguins?
That's right, yes.
They've got penguins in Africa? Are you sure?
I think that's just their name. I think they're referred to as African penguins.
Yeah, but like penguins, ice, snow, Africa. None of that.
Very true. But I'm just telling you.
So you think of African animals, you think the lion, the elephant, the rhino, the hippopotamus, not so much penguins.
Jordan's housemate.
Yeah, mate, he wouldn't look. He's going on there on a savannah, and here we see the Jordan's housemate in his native habitat.
Don't look at him when
he's going behind a bush.
Look away.
With the newspaper. We'll see him in 5 minutes.
So the penguins. Do you remember the story where they were raising a child together?
Sorry, no, I got distracted by they were African penguins.
Yeah, so the two penguins last year, not that common that two penguins are in a relationship, obviously couldn't have young of their own, and decided to raise an abandoned egg.
Okay.
Right? And everyone was like, oh, it's so heartwarming.
Okay.
It's basically like another version of a love chat. So these two penguin boys in love and raising an egg, but they've done something dastardly, Jordan.
Oh, no.
And they haven't just taken it.
They've besmirched the name of African penguins, which I still don't believe is a thing.
Do you want me to check right now?
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You tell us what it's... I'll Google it.
Okay, so the pair of male African penguins...
Continue.
They have made international headlines because this time around, they have stolen an egg from the nest of a lesbian duo, like of a lesbian... penguin couple.
So hang on, so let's get this right. So two gay male penguins.
That's right.
Which I've Googled. African penguins is a thing, which is the weirdest thing I will learn today. But so two male gay penguins have stolen the egg from two gay female penguins.
That's right.
Is that...
That's pretty much what's gone down.
This is more dramatic than Home and Away. Let's like get rid of that.
Yeah, big time.
Don't watch that. What?
So, well, they have cancelled Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
So, Keeping Up with the African Penguins.
So is it like
a lot less Botox?
It's playing with penguins. I'll workshop it.
Yeah. There. Name TBC.
Yeah.
But so these penguins, they have stolen the egg of two female penguins.
That's right.
Okay, and that's bad, I assume. I'm not a penguin expert, but I'm It's probably not a good thing.
No. Well, it's a bit of a heist movie, really, isn't it? A getaway.
So this is either going to turn into a drama like Home and Away or something The Rock will star in and Vin Diesel.
The Rock starring in a movie about an egg.
The Rock starring as a gay African penguin.
As the egg. His head could be the egg.
Oh, the Rock is the egg. I like that, actually.
Simo and Jordan. This is the end, but only of today's podcast. And remember, don't move toward the light.
No, go toward the light.
No, don't go toward the light.
You've got to go toward the light.
Don't listen to him.
Yes.
Shut up.
Right.
To hear Simo and Jordan live, join them for Takeaway, on air weeknights from 7 across the Capital Radio Network.
Yeah, that should do it.